It's all right. I don't have anything brilliant. I only know as much as you do. According to the testimony, the boy looks guilty. Maybe he is. I sat in court for 6 days, listening while the evidence spilled out. I began to get the feeling that the defense counselor wasn't conducting a thorough enough cross-examination. He let too many things go by. Little things.
What little things? Listen, when these fellas don't ask those questions, it's because they know the answers already.
Maybe. But it's also possible for a lawyer to be just plain stupid, isn't it? I kept putting myself in the kid's place. I'd ask for another lawyer, I think. If I was on trial for my life, I'd want my lawyer to tear the prosecutor's evidence to shreds. Look, there was one alleged eyewitness to this killing, and somebody else claimed that he heard the killer run out of the room afterwards, supposing they were wrong.
What do you mean, supposing they were wrong? You can suppose there were no witnesses at all.
Could they be wrong? They're only people. People make mistakes.
Come on. This is not an exact science.
That's right. It isn't.
Okay, let's get to the point. What about that switchblade they found in the old guy's chest? The knife this fine boy admitted buying on the night of the killing? Let's talk about it!